It would be at dinner when I was just a kid, when my brothers were away in college, and there were just three of us around our small table in the kitchen. My mother sitting to my right, and my father to the right of her, that is, sitting opposite me, with his back to our chopping block. And we would be finishing our meal, our rice bowls empty, our chopsticks and spoons laid on our plates, the dishes on our Lazy Susan waiting to be cleared. And my father would turn to the Bunsen burner hooked up to a spigot by the counter. In a stainless steel pot, he would bring water to a boil. In turn, the water would be poured into a small clay pot he had stuffed full of his favorite leaves. While waiting for his tea to brew, he would raise his leg, resting its heel against the edge of his chair, his thigh tucked into his chest. He would reach over, underarm supported by his knee, to pour the tea into his cup. The cup, saucer, and pot were a matching set, and we learned over the years never to wash them to add to the dark pungency. He would finish off the tea in large measured gulps, smacking his lips at the end with a loud sigh of satisfaction, as if it could echo against the chaos of the world that reigned outside our home, outside of that love that bound us together through our bad times and all the good.